Okay, are you ready? Okay, let's get started.
Her name and her number.
Yes, your name, this is Ari9028. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and have you hit a buzzer. Any buzzer you want. Awesome. So for our first game, you know your alphabet, right? Okay, so I'm gonna have you say the letter, read what you see, and then tell me another word that starts with that letter.
A, apple, answer. B, boy, bike. C, cookies, can. Duck, D, digits.
Good word.
E, elephant, end. F, fish, find. G, guitar, good. H, house, here. I, ice, igloo.
Igloo, good word.
J, juice, juvenile.
Juvenile. Wow, do you like to read?
Uh-huh.
I can tell.
K, key.
Tricky. Can you think of an animal that starts with a K?
Koala.
Koala.
L, leaf, leave.
Good.
M, monkey, money. N, nose, nosy. O, orange, obstacle. P, plate, panther. Q, quack, quick. R, red, ran. S, spider, speak. T, table, talk. U, umbrella, unicycle.
Have you ever ridden a unicycle?
No.
Do you ride a bike?
Uh-huh. V, vacuum, violin.
Mm.
W, watch, wine. X, x-ray,
This is a tricky one. How about an instrument?
Wait.
It has a lot of keys and you bang on them with mallets.
The xylophone?
Xylophone. Good job.
Y, yogurt, Yale?
Yale.
Z, zebra, xylophone.
Xylophone starts with an X.
Oh, right.
Where do you see a zebra? Where might you go? You see a bunch of animals there.
I think
they might be in cages.
Zoo.
The zoo. Good job. All right, you can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Awesome. So this next one, we're going to do numbers. So
wait, are they for the colors that you have to press?
No, you can press any color that you want. If you want to match them up to the buttons, you can.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20.
What happened there?
20. I was counting in order and then I thought I was going to be the next number. 20.
20. We tricked you. What do you think the next number is going to be?
25. 30. 35. 40.
40.
50.
Yep.
60.
So the next one's gonna be 60. Alright, let's see what the next one is.
70. 80. 90. 100. 105? 200.
What happened there?
I don't know. 500, 1,000?
1,000, just like he said. Good guess. Okay.
16?
Yeah, can you read it out for me?
9 plus 7 is 16.
Good.
19 minus 1 is 18. 6 times 3 is 18. 21 divided by 3 is 7.
Good job. You're good at math. What's your favorite subject?
Reading.
Reading? What do you like to read?
Books.
Books. All right. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Good choice. Okay. So for the next game, I'm gonna have you say some words. So, this is a shoe. Now we have two
shoes.
Shoes, good. This, we're gonna call a brib. So we have one.
Two bribs.
Two bribs, good. All right, this is a light. So one.
Two lights.
Two lights? Yeah, so one light, two lights. Okay. So this, you know what this is?
Bell.
A bell. So one bell.
Two bells.
This, can you take a guess what it is? This is called a yawk. Can you say yawk?
Yawk.
Okay, so now we
two yawks.
This is a crib.
Two cribs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This we're gonna call a pipe. Can you say pipe?
Pipe. Two pipes.
This is a foo. Can you say foo?
Foo. Two foos.
Now we have a kel.
Kel. Two kels. Rock.
Rock, yep. So one rock.
Two rocks.
This is a dup.
Dup. Two dups. Slide. Two slides.
And we're back to the beginning, huh? Awesome job.
Was that the beginning? Oh. I don't think it was. This is a skack.
Skack?
So one skack.
Two skacks. Purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
Two bags. Boat.
We're gonna call it a ship. So one ship.
Two ships. Mug.
We're gonna call it a cup. It is a mug.
Two mugs.
Two
mugs. Cups.
Cups. Good job.
Sandwich.
We're gonna call it a snack. So one snack.
Two snacks.
Good job. We're gonna call this a yag.
Yag. Two yags.
We're gonna call this a mip.
Mip. Mip. Two mips.
We're gonna call this a smide.
Smide. Two smides. Shoe.
Now we're back to the beginning, huh? Good job. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Okay. Now, we're gonna look at some pictures. I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture.
Lily pads, fish, boat, lion, kid, dragonflies, water, flower, fish.
What are they doing?
They're on a boat and they're like paddling, or they're just like out on the water.
You think that they're battling?
Paddling.
Paddling.
But
yeah.
I don't see a paddle.
Where do you think that they're going?
Out in the ocean maybe? Mm-hmm. Or in a lake?
Why do you think they're in a boat together?
So they don't have to swim.
Would you ever get in a boat with a lion?
No.
No? Why not?
Because I could eat you.
Okay. Do you think that this lion wants to eat that boy, though?
No.
Do you think that they're friends?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
I don't know what those are.
Those are?
Lily pads, leaves, and then the dragonflies.
Have you ever been in a boat?
Oh, lion and the boy.
Yeah, you said that. Have you ever been in a boat before?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay.
I see cars, a sock, pillows, the boy, do I have to name what he's wearing? Okay, a jacket, pants, and shoes, and then a scarf, a hat, and then like goggles, and then paper airplanes, and then airplanes. And then you could like see the wind and stuff and like trees. And then the window and then his room. And then the fish and a bowl and then the books, the drawer, the clothes, the picture, and then like little holes, circles, and then like the clouds and the lamp and then the bed and the tree.
Good job. What's he doing?
Find a paper airplane.
Do you have any pets?
We're getting one in 2 weeks. He's coming home on the 18th.
On the 18th? What is it?
A dog.
Oh my gosh. What kind of dog?
A Havanese.
Oh my goodness. That's so exciting. What's his name going to be?
Chico.
Chico. That's so cute. Have you ever had any pets before?
Uh-huh.
What have you had?
A dog, and it was a lab.
Okay. What was that dog's name?
Memphis.
Memphis. You have good pet names. Have you ever had a pet fish?
No.
No.
Only dogs.
Only dogs. Dogs are more fun anyway. Is there anything else that you want to say about this picture?
Like he made like a mountain out of the pillows?
He did. Have you ever done that?
No.
Does this look like your room?
No.
This room's pretty messy.
My room's kind of messy.
But not this messy. All right, we can go ahead and go on to the next picture.
I see an octopus, like a chart, and then the magnifying glass, and like the little like hexagons.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I see like a bunch of papers and like a book and then a pencil and then the charts and then the thing that you look, a microscope, and then a plant and then like a bowl and the thing that you like mixed up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then like potions and stuff, and then the little bottle that you squirt stuff out with.
Mm-hmm.
And then the like little bottles that you can pour and drop the other stuff into, and then like the thing that goes through there and drops in here. And then the books, and then I see a mouse, and then another mouse, and then a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see the desk. And then she's wearing glasses. Oh, there's a light bulb, octopus. She's wearing a jacket. And she has like a clipboard with a paper. She's wearing shoes, a lab coat, a shirt, and pants.
Very descriptive. What do you think that they're doing?
Science.
What kind of science?
Like potions and like stuff that you guys do here.
Maybe mixing up some potions. If you were to do an experiment, what would you do?
I do like potions and then like mix them so they would explode and then like make like them foam up and go everywhere.
That sounds like fun, like a volcano.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done any experiments?
Mm-mm. Only with slime that I make. But nothing else.
Nothing in school?
Not really. No.
What do you do in science class?
Well, we did do like electrics, like where you would put like batteries in and then you would connect them and then there would be a light bulb and it would light the light bulb up.
That's an experiment.
Yeah, but that was like the only experiment we did. But then we would like just put soap on like a bag and then like blow bubbles, but that's it.
That sounds pretty cool to me. Was that last year?
This year.
This year?
No. In fourth grade.
Okay. That sounds like so much fun. Anything else you want to say about this picture?
That the octopus is messy. Pencil.
Matt, do you think that he's helping her?
No.
No? What do you think he's doing?
Making a mess.
Making a mess? So you don't think that he's helping? Do you think that he's the experiment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, ready for the next picture?
I see snails, I see beets, and then I see a shovel, and then I see clouds, and then I see the fence. And then she's wearing, she has her hair in little ponytails. And then she's holding the big, like, beat, and then she's wearing, like, overalls, and then she has, like, boots on.
Have you ever seen a vegetable this big?
No. Well, I mean, it might be that size, but not in, like, real size.
Maybe a pumpkin would get that big. Yeah, it's huge. Where do you think she is?
In a, like, a maybe like a vegetable, like, garden.
Mm. Do you have a garden?
No, but at my grandma's house, we planted, like tomatoes and stuff.
Oh, did you eat them?
No, they didn't grow because we were only there for a few days.
Okay. Have you ever planted anything else?
We planted cherry tomatoes, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't really think anything else.
Yeah.
Because...
Look at these snails.
They have big shells.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you want to say about this picture?
I see rocks and, yeah. like, dirt and, like, little, like, the leaves that come off the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sky.
Have you ever been to a farm?
I think maybe once.
Maybe once. Do you remember anything cool about it?
No.
No. All right. Anything else?
She has freckles.
She does have freckles. Okay. And we're all done with that one. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
I did all of them.
You can hit another one. You can hit two or three. All right. So this next one is your favorite. We're going to be reading. So you can go ahead and start reading here.
All the students finished lunch quickly so they could go outside for recess. During recess, the children enjoyed dancing to the wobble and songs like the Dougie. They really enjoyed line dances, and Dion was one of the best dancers. After lunch, Mrs. Kent brought the first song to play was the Cha-Cha Slide. Everybody clap your hands, stop. DJ Casper sang. All of the students started clapping to the beat of the song. To the right now, to the left, take it back now, y'all. All the children danced to the right, all the children slid to the left, then they took it back. But before DJ Casper could say cha-cha real smooth, something bad happened. The DJ started skipping, cha-cha-cha. The students stopped dancing and ran off to find something else to do. Mrs. Kent said, Dion, do you mind if I take a look at the CD player? Maybe I can fix it. This happens all the time at home. That would be wonderful, said Mrs. Kent. Dion took the CD out and looked at the bottom of it. It was scratched and a little dusty. Dion checked to make sure his shirt was clean. He wiped the CD with his shirt until it shined and then slid it back onto the player. Dion held his breath and pressed play. DJ Casper started playing again. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Dion smiled and began dancing. All of the children started running back to the dance area to join him. They had a great time dancing, and Dion was a hero.
Awesome job. You're really good at reading. You have a couple more.
Serena Williams is a black woman who is one of the best tennis players ever. She is beautiful, strong, kind, and smart. She works very hard. Serena began to play when she was 5 years old. Her mom and dad showed her how to play. She had to practice many hours every day to become a good player. Then, when she was 9 years old, she went to a special school for this game, so she had more time to practice her skills. Due to her hard work, Serena became a pro when she was just 14 years old. Her sister is a pro too. They practice together a lot. When they play in the games, they wear dresses they help make. They always look beautiful when they play games. When Serena was 21 years old, she became the number one player in the world. She also won games all over the world, and she had many top prizes. She also had 4 gold medals. She plays tennis on TV and is on some of the TV shows. Serena has won more money than any other woman in tennis. She is kind. She uses parts of her money to help people. She started a school for children who do not have a school. She gave money to help sick people, and she also helped people after a bad storm. She is quite smart. She reads books and goes to college so she can find other ways to help people.
Great job.
Grandma has a big house with lots of steps. She has a bad leg, so I run up and down the stairs to get her medicine and slippers. I like to help her. Mama and I need to find a new home. Grandma wants us to live with her, and I want to live with Grandma. On Sunday, I was visiting Grandma. She fell on the steps and broke her leg. I was scared. I had to get help. I called 911. The ambulance took Grandma to the hospital. Grandma and Mama told me I did the right thing. We live with Grandma, said Mama. We will live with Grandma, said Mama. She needs a good, smart, and kind boy like you. I was so happy to live with Grandma. One morning, Grandma told me to watch the pancakes while she let the cat out. Do not touch the pan, said Grandma. When Grandma left, I tried to flip the pancakes like the man on TV. My pancakes went in the air and they came down, but not in the pan. The pancake batter went all over. What a mess. I was so scared. Grandma came back and said, what happened, Kaywan? Then Grandma began to laugh hard. She told me to look at myself. I had batter spots all over my face. I looked so funny, I laughed too. We cleaned up the mess and made more pancakes. They're the best pancakes ever.
Good job. Have you ever made pancakes before?
Mm-mm, my mom does.
Yeah. What kind of pancakes do you like?
Chocolate chip. Yeah.
What's your favorite breakfast food?
Pancakes and bacon.
Mm. Sounds delicious. Okay, you can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Okay. So this next one, the next game, you're gonna tell me what they're doing in the picture and then how you would do that.
They're brushing their teeth, and you get your toothbrush and toothpaste out, and then you squirt the bottle with the toothpaste in it, and then you put it on the toothbrush, and then you put it in your mouth. You put water on it, and then you put it in your mouth, and you like brush your teeth.
How long do you brush your teeth?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
No, 20 seconds. No. Yeah, 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Do you brush your teeth every day?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Day and night.
Day and night. That's good. All right.
You're washing your hands. So you get your hands wet, and then you put soap on it, and then you scrub your hands, and then you put them under the water and get all the soap off. And then you dry them.
How long do you wash your hands?
20 seconds.
Yeah. When do you wash them?
Every day.
Every day?
A lot. He's putting his shoes on. So you usually put socks on if it's tennis shoes, and then you put your shoe on and then you tie them.
How do you tie your shoes?
So you have 2 laces, and then you like take one and put it to one side, and then you wrap one around each other and then pull it. And then you make like one loop, and then you can wrap it around and then pull it.
Good job. Very descriptive.
She's eating, pouring cereal. So you get a bowl, and then you put the cereal in it, and then you put the milk in, and then you just eat it.
What's your favorite kind of cereal?
Strawberry cereal.
Strawberry cereal. That sounds delicious.
It's the like little flakes, and then you just, and then it comes with like strawberries, and then you just pour it in.
Mm. Sounds delicious.
He's putting a sweatshirt on.
How do you get dressed?
So you first, so you put your shirt over your head and then you put your arms through and then pull it down. And then, like, just your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
He's making cupcakes. So you make the batter and then you put it in the, you put it in the, like, cupcake pan, and then you put it in the oven, and then when the oven dings, you take them out, and then you get the frosting, and then you spread it, and if you want, you can put sprinkles on it.
You've made cupcakes before, huh?
My mom does. My mom makes all the food.
What's your favorite kind of cupcake?
Chocolate.
What kind of frosting?
Chocolate.
All chocolate? How about sprinkles?
Rainbow.
Rainbow sprinkles.
She's painting or coloring. So you get a piece of paper and then you take out the paint and then you like get some water in a cup and then you dip your paintbrush in the water and you can get like a paper towel and then you dip your paintbrush in the water and then you put it in the paint and then you like color and then when you're done with that color you can like wipe it off with the paper towel.
Do you like painting?
Uh-huh.
What do you paint?
I don't really paint, but I have like a lot of pens that my aunt gave me and then I draw with them.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to draw?
I like drawing like animals and like people.
Mm-hmm. You can draw your new doggy.
He's like putting his seatbelt on. So you like sit in the car and then you like the seatbelt's there, so you grab it and then you like put it in the little like lock thing.
Mm-hmm. Click it.
She's feeding her stuffed bear. So she's like she has like a bowl and like a spoon, and then she like just putting the bowl in it and just like putting it to the bear's mouth.
Do you pretend to feed your stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have tea parties.
She's dressing up. Like, how do I explain that? So you can like, if you have like a tub, you can get out like all these costumes and stuff, and then you just like walk, like put them on, and then you like walk around.
This one's tough to explain. What's he dressed as?
A witch diva.
The witch diva? Where do you think he's going?
Halloween.
Halloween? Do you dress up for Halloween? Do you know what you're going to be this year?
Hermione.
Hermione. Good. Is that your favorite book?
I like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He's sliding, so you like sit on the like sliding, the like flat part, and then you can like hold on and like push off, and then you go down the slide, mm-hmm. and like then like get off.
What's your favorite thing to do at the playground?
I just like playing on with my friends on like the swings or like. My friend on like the swings or like the slide thing. Mm-hmm. There's like a little slide, so can go on that.
Good job.
He's playing soccer. So you like you get like a ball and then if you're like on like the grass you can put on your cleats and then you like kick the ball and like you can try and make goals.
Do you play soccer?
I did, but my season ended, so I'm gonna play next year.
Okay. Do you play any other sports?
No.
No?
Well, I do gymnastics.
Oh.
But.
That's a lot of fun.
they're like building, like with building blocks, so they just like can like stack them up on each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever build with blocks?
No.
No.
I don't
How
have
about
any.
Legos?
I don't have. Well, I mean, I just got some Legos, so I like doing those because they're the ones with the instructions that you like have to build. Like, so I like this.
Yeah. What do you build? What did you get?
I got German Shepherd one with the mom and then their baby. And then I got like a lifeguard one, and there's like a surfboard, and then there's like a floaty, and then they can like, you have to build like the surfboard, and then there's like a shop, and then there's like food and like sunscreen and stuff, mm-hmm. like fake sunscreen.
That sounds like fun. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like puzzles too?
Yeah. She's pushing her on the swing. So you like hold on to the like chains or like ropes that are holding it, and then you like get on the swing, and then someone can push you, or you can swing by yourself, like by pumping your legs. Mm-hmm. She's giving her a lollipop. Some kind of hard to explain. You get a lollipop at the store and give it to your friend.
Good. Do you share with your friends?
Sometimes, yeah.
How about your sisters?
My sisters I don't really see a lot because they're all older. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of candy?
Smarties.
Smarties. Yum.
He's in timeout. He got in trouble and he had to sit in the corner, and he's waiting for the time to be up.
What do you think he did?
Maybe he did something it wasn't supposed to. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get timeouts?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. All right. All done with that one. You can hit another buzzer for me. Okay. Last thing we're going to do today, you can take a look at these pictures, and I want you to pick out your favorite one and tell me about it. There's a bunch of them.
One of these two.
Those two? You can tell me about both of them.
Okay. So there's a pig in the tub, and the tub is overflowing, and there's a duck on the floor, and there's bubbles coming up, and the soap is like making like water and stuff, and there's a towel.
Mm-hmm. This one's so cute, I think.
Yeah.
All right, the other one now.
So she's sitting eating ice cream under an umbrella, and there's like a sand bucket under, like behind her, and she's wearing like these big sunglasses, and then there's a seagull and then her ice cream.
Do you think the seagull wants to eat the ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a problem with those birds, huh? All right. Anything else about this picture?
She's not under the umbrella, but she's like sitting beside it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's maybe like at the beach.
Maybe. Do you like going to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we're all done. You can hit all the buzzers at once if you want to.